Caller number 19 at 312-981-7200 wins four passes to the 12th annual Blackhawks Convention. July 26th to the 28th at the Hilton Chicago, featuring current players and alumni, autographs, photo sessions, Q&A panels, exhibits, interactive games, and so much more. Visit Blackhawks.com to purchase your passes today. How about that?
Good luck.
312-981-7200.
Awesome stuff.
All right, whatever I said there. Caller number 19 for Captain Sirius.
Great.
Kev's best friend. Oh, Kev's serious. No big deal. I hang out with him at the convention. Comes by, sees us all the time.
I hope he comes out.
Actually, he does.
He does. He's seen us every year. He likes Kevin better than he likes me, though. That's for
you
sure.
Think?
Oh, I know it.
He looks me in the eyes the entire segment.
Right. He's very intense.
Looks into my soul.
Yeah, right.
He looks beyond your eyeballs. Right. Like into, he's like tickles the front of your brain. Right. That's a weird deal.
Worries me a little bit.
Yeah. All right, and now let us introduce, this is the man of the hour right now, Dr. Jim Adams. He's the chief medical director of the Rokon show with Anna DeVlantis, and again, I must point out that's an unpaid position.
That's right. Thank God he's here, though.
But more importantly than that, the paid position is chief medical officer and senior vice president of Northwestern Medicine, and this is brought to you by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Better knowledge means better health care for you and your family, and tune to the Northwestern Medicine at nm.org/healthbeatnews for health tips, research, and more. And you can also do that on your Alexa. You can ask for a flash briefing from Northwestern, and they'll give you a health tip.
Oh,
and right now,
that's easy.
Jim, if only Anna had this health tip, she got the cold from hell.
I totally did.
Which apparently is in the environment, right?
Yeah.
It is. It's going around. There's a bad summer cold going around.
And it's lasting forever. I mean, I've never had a cold last this long. I think I'm past the two-week mark now.
It happens. The summer virus is caused by an enterovirus, and most years it's just lasts 3 to 5 days. It's usually a short virus, but this is the type of virus that you're right. It can last 2 weeks, 3 weeks sometimes, can just hang on.
Isn't the enterovirus, though, isn't that a GI thing?
It can. It starts with a sore throat, body aches, and then a lot of upper airway congestion, and a lot of patients will get diarrhea. Okay. So it manifests differently, but yeah, it's common.
What do you think, Anna?
I don't have the diarrhea, I'll be honest, but I do have a lot of that upper respiratory stuff that will not go away. And it's, it claimed my voice first. I couldn't really speak very well. And then it sort of just took a hold of the upper respiratory.
Because you always
and
think
would
about...
would not let go.
You always think about these things as winter-related, because people are sort of stuck indoors, right? And you just think cold and flu season. You don't think about it in the summer. So, but is this one particularly... do we know that this one's particularly bad statistically?
So, it's not particularly statistically bad. It depends. The exact symptoms depend on the type of enterovirus. And as I said, typically it's short and not that severe. You're right. You have the same thing everybody else is getting. Your symptoms the same. Some seasons it can be much worse, and it can really have severe complications. So every summer we'll see enterovirus, but it will manifest slightly differently.
You should see the counter in my bathroom right now, because I have every product known to man. Because as soon as 2 days go by and it doesn't go away, I go buy five more things. I have every cough drop. I have every supplement, every tea, everything that is supposed to cure cough. Anything that says cough on it, anywhere I go, like, oh, I need that.
And we've got a doctor right here. What would you suggest to somebody who is going through this? What's good standard care?
Well, the first thing, when the symptoms start to come on, it'll start with the sore throat and body aches. The best thing to do is let your body rest so your immune system is strong, and then strengthen the immune system with just good nutrition. Take care of yourself. Go to bed, because you're going to get the upper airway congestion. Tylenol decongestants are fine. What you have, the cough just lingers and lingers and lingers. Mm-hmm. It's good to have somebody listen to your lungs, make sure there's not wheezing. Usually there's not with this enterovirus. Yep. And then honey, a teaspoon of honey really takes coughs down. It's the really best natural treatment for cough.
Wow.
I got in a fight with my husband over that. He said, just take honey. I said, no, it's not going to work. I was like, I need this and this and this and this and this. He said, just take honey.
Oh, my God.
I know.
When he finds out the doctor
don't
said
tell
honey,
him.
I hope he's listening right now. I really
don't tell
know.
Him. Did you see? See? I told you so.
Yeah.
It's a major moment.
Because it just coats that area, right? Is that how
it
that
does.
Works?
Yeah. It does. It coats it. It soothes the tissues there, and then just time and it'll go away.
See, look at that.
Oh, my
see,
gosh.
See, now that is
easy peasy.
That's real medicine being practiced right there.
Totally.
By the chief medical officer of the Rokon show with Anna DeVlantis. I don't know what else he does. All right. Now this is interesting. There is a story, you know, we talk about like sort of macro public health issues sometimes, and the legalization of marijuana that is, you know, coming here to Illinois. We're looking at other states, and one of the stories that popped up this week is that teens are smoking less marijuana in states where it is legal to smoke marijuana. And you start to wonder what the mechanisms of that are. But is because maybe because it is legal, or they're choosing other things. Well, let's talk about what marijuana does in terms of as a health issue. You know, as a health determinant here. It's not, you know, people go, wow, it's better for you than smoking, but is it really?
So there's not a lot healthy about marijuana. We should just be clear about this. And then especially the younger the person, the more it can have effects on the developing neurologic system. So we want to really be careful with marijuana. This study that you referenced, the good researchers looked at the Center for Disease Control survey on youth risk. And so the Center for Disease Control looks at youth risk, and they found in the states that legalized marijuana, there is about an 8% decreased utilization. Not true in other states, not true where it was legalized for medical reasons. So maybe the young people just found it less cool. Maybe they had different, you know, their access points changed. We don't know really. It was the first indication though.
Hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. So it's really more, it's not a causation thing. It's just it's just looking at the coincidence of it.
That's right. We'll keep watching.
The other thing is in the news, Doctor, is the vaping phenomenon, and that it's actually hurting kids who are athletes, who are just trying to like be competitive at a sport, that they like e-cigarettes and they're doing it, and then boom, they find that they're gasping for air and they're having difficulty breathing.
The vaping is honestly for me even more concerning, because nicotine is really highly addictive, and the chemicals in marijuana don't have that as strong of a biologically addictive reaction. The nicotine really addictive, and it creates an intense effect. So the young people, we'll see a lot of 12, 13 year olds start to vape because it's cool. They'll get hooked, and then teens who are great athletes start to vape, it can impair performance. That nicotine will give a short-term boost really early on. As they do it, it's really going to impair their function. It's really dangerous. The vaping manufacturers are going out of their way to try to avoid vaping in children and adolescents. They know it's bad.
Yeah, well, and I know they put that at the front of all of their commercials, and they're not yet required to do that in the same way that the cigarette companies were. But can you explain the difference between, obviously, cigarettes we know because of the tar, and the tar is what's associated with all the bad stuff that happens, not so much the nicotine is associated. So they're saying, well, we're taking the tar away from it. This is just nicotine, so you're getting the drug that you were looking for without all of the carcinogenic kinds of things that are associated with smoking actual cigarettes. However, it seems to me that it's still a bad idea in some way, shape, or form, right? Because you're taking something, like you said, eventually you get used to it, and it's not really the high that you're looking for anymore, or that sense of calm or whatever it is. It's that you're now addicted. Now that's the new normal, right?
Yeah, that's the problem, because it has this cleaner, more pleasant experience. But the lungs are a very efficient way to deliver drugs. It's nicotine in the lungs. It's like delivering an IV. It affects the brain, connects to the transmitters, and then all of a sudden they're addicts. And they're addicted to nicotine, but then it has propensity to get addicted to other things. It's just really addictive, really bad.
Yeah. You know, it's really interesting. I was reading this. I know this is a sort of an aside, but I found this to be fascinating. I was reading this story about the production of Mad Men. Mm-hmm. And when they were making that TV series, and they, you know, they smoke in every scene. There's a cigarette in every scene. And the producers of that show would not let them smoke real cigarettes. Huh. They were smoking an herbal thing that had no nicotine and had, you know, like low tar. They were basically stage cigarettes that they were smoking, because they didn't want them to get, again, a lot of the actors didn't want to get addicted. They didn't want to, you know, so how do you do that? How do you get around that? Mm-hmm. And it was really...
And why aren't those more available? Because wouldn't that help wean people off of cigarettes?
I don't know. I don't think you want to light things on fire and then inhale them. I found that to be a bad idea.
Probably a good rule of thumb.
You know, I don't know, but that's, you know. But I'm not a doctor.
No.
Like our doctor is right here.
No. Dr. Jim, we have just quickly a couple texters asking, does Airborne really work? And they also, another texter uses a neti pot and said, that killed my cold real fast. I'm sure it kills the symptoms pretty quickly.
Neti pot is fabulous. Totally fabulous. Irrigates the sinuses, makes people symptomatically better. Does it shorten the duration? Probably not. It definitely decreases symptoms. The neti pot's great. Airborne, I don't know, I've heard mixed reviews, does not work for the enterovirus, but might work for coronavirus in the winter. So it's not, if it might be worth a try.
Okay.
Helps. Put the neti pot. You like the neti pot.
Absolutely.
But keep
and the honey, turns out.
Honey and neti pot. And keep the neti pot clean. Very important.
Don't share.
Very, right. Do not share
the
neti
pot. Yeah, that should just be yours. It's like a toothbrush. It needs to be just yours.
And the other thing about the neti pot, kind of important, is you shouldn't do the neti pot in front of people that you need to find you attractive.
Right.
I think that is
anyone
important.
Anyone you want to impress.
Yes.
Yeah. You can't unsee that stuff.
No, you can't, because especially when it's coming out the other nostril. All right, there he is, Dr. Jim Adams, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit to better health care. Better knowledge means better health for you and your family. And turn to Northwestern Medicine at nm.org/healthbeatnews for health tips, research, and more. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Jim.
All right. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. There he goes. It's an impressive man right there.
He totally is.
Yes. And he does not put up with any of our silliness.